Time for us to chat with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, our weekly catch-up where we take a look at some of the stories coming from the UK Sight Loss Charity. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Nice to speak to you again.
Now, it's been quite a week. The last couple of times we've spoken, but actually there's been a lot around the death of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Of course, the R in RNIB is that royal patronage as well. And I suppose things for the organisation getting back to normal again, as there were some changes to services during that time, and particularly on Monday when the funeral was held.
Yes, it's. I mean, I think we're all finding it slightly strange, you know, sort of two very different weeks we've had to sort of manage through and respond to, and then everything sort of quite abruptly sort of moving back to what feels like normal. So, I mean, just to reflect maybe one final time on the death of the Queen, the funeral was on Monday. We were very privileged to have a ticket to go, and Anna Tyler, our chair, went along representing the RNIB, and within a congregation of a couple of thousand people, you know, for us to be invited to send a representative, I think was a sign of, you know, the value and importance that the Queen and the Royal Household, you know, put in the RNIB, and the long history the Queen has had, 70 years as patron. I know she was very moved and very humbled to be there, very privileged to be at the service. And I think we all saw, you know, the majesty of that on Monday. So, you know, great that we were allowed to have a representative there. Yeah, as you say, Alan, you know, we've been, you know, trying to set ourselves up appropriately for this sort of, you know, period of sort of national mourning up to the funeral by dialing back some of our external activities and maintaining critical services. And we you know, maintained over Monday our residential service support. And clearly, we still have people living in RNIB sort of accommodation. So clearly, we were still operating those services on Monday. And as you will know yourself, we Connect Radio was running on Monday as we covered the funeral and sort of responses to it. So, you know, I think I'm very proud of the way the team have responded, you know, absolutely appropriate for us, you know, with our royal connections and the Queen as our patron, to respond as we did. And I'm very pleased that we, you know, maintained critical services over 2 weeks and also added some extra services that allowed people to come together to talk about the Queen and reminisce through talk and support. And we offered some, you know, counselling sessions for people who wanted to talk about how they've been affected by the death of the Queen. But here we are, we're now back to normal. And, you know, just to reassure your listeners, you know, it's business as usual from the RNIB, all services open, you know, everything open, up and running, resumed. And as you'd expect, the sort of high levels of service that they've had traditionally from the RNIB, you know, from Tuesday morning onwards.
Indeed, we're back to full strength again. Now, you mentioned services, Matt. I think we should really talk about the RNIB website, and, you know, what is the front window, if you like, for many organisations these days. They always go through changes and a bit of spit and polish, but the RNIB website has been updated. I know you want to talk a little bit about the launch of that.
Yeah, so our website, we've replatformed it, we've refreshed it. A lot of work's gone into improving the user experience for customers and improving how we can actually sort of manage and administer it from sort of behind the scenes. And that goes live Tuesday, the 27th of September. We pushed it back a couple of weeks actually in response to the death of the Queen, because we, you know, didn't want to rush something out in that context, and also our response to the Queen, you know, we in terms of our coverage of her engagement with the RNIB, it was sort of simpler to manage that on our sort of old platform, in essence. It was too important for us to risk, you know, moving to a replatform halfway through that period. So absolutely appropriate to push it back, but really excited. I think, as you said, you know, our digital presence in the world is really critical. That's where most people would engage with us, actually. And so making that window into the RNIB as modern, you know, as suitable, as accessible as we can make it is critical. And I think our website was fine, but, you know, times move on and you've got to make sure you're current and modern with your capabilities, particularly those that customers interface with. And, you know, we all every day we're engaging with a whole ton of companies and brands and organizations through their web. We're all, you know, we all buy things online. We book travel online. We maybe bank online. And I think, you know, we've got to be as modern as those brands that people engage with. This replatforming, I think, really drags us into a modern era of our website. I think users will notice much improved look and feel, much better accessibility. Odyssey, really user-friendly, easy to navigate sites with information, much more easy to find. We've trimmed down what was 10,000 pages to 1,500 pages, which sounds like really draconian, but it just goes to show how much stuff was on there that probably people weren't accessing. We've made the really popular pages, much more accessible to people, more intuitive. The navigation bar is simpler, and as I say, quick access to our most visited areas by a much more powerful sort of search engine. There's also other things which were a bit sort of semi-detached and now brought much more mainstream and central to the website. So the Sightline directory, which used to be a standalone microsite, has now been built into the website and links to our customer relationship management systems. And I think the critical thing, for us is this has to be a beacon of sort of accessibility. That has to be a thing which we're beyond reproach on. And we've worked with a whole ton of our staff, our blind and partially sighted staff. We have an internal network of blind and partially sighted staff. That group, we've worked with our customer advisory group. We work with a whole host of people who are bringing that sort of lived experience of being blind and partially sighted into the design of this. So I think people will see a site that absolutely is right for the RNIB. So we've got a dark mode, for example, which allows users to switch backgrounds and text colors to optimize visibility, for example. So I think, it is a 21st century modern site. It has all the benefits that you would expect from a modern brand in terms of navigation, ability, very intuitive site, but also I think it adds that extra layer of sort of accessible functionality, which we feel very proud of and is absolutely appropriate for the RNIB. So, look out for it on the 27th of September. I'm sure we'll get a ton of feedback, and please do feedback to us actually, because we need that feedback to sort of keep improving. This is the first phase, so this is a real block of change, as I mentioned, but we've got a couple of other phases coming into next year, which will further enrich the sort of functionality and the customer experience. And we can talk about those when we're nearer the time when we launch them. But this is a real step change for us, and I'm really proud of what we've done. And I hope your listeners enjoy it when they engage with it from the 27th of September.
Yeah, please do go along and have a look at the shiny new website as well. You'll find it at rnib.org.uk. Don't forget the helpline is there for any questions you've got about RNIB and its services. Do call them on 0303 123 9999, or use your Amazon Echo device. You can just ask Lady A to call RNIB helpline. Matt, great to chat once again. We'll catch up again in a week's time, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure, and look forward to speaking to you next week.